It was tough watching it, just because I think a lot of the mistakes we made are correctable, and we just got to move forward. Though, you know, we got to learn from it. We got to go out to practice and, you know, take what we did wrong and correct it this week, and know that we have the confidence and ability to play and beat teams on Sundays.
Can the confidence, can the swagger and pride?
What's this all about?
Oh wow.
I'm working on my second career.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Can I ask a question too?
Sorry. Next question.
Can the pride factor and the confidence trump talent that's still in progress? Can that make up for that?
It definitely can. You know, I think we do have the potential, the talent, but obviously I don't think we're the most talented team, so we have to focus on the details and not turning the ball over offensively, not letting giving up explosive plays on defense, and just doing things right. And that's something we really haven't maintained yet for four quarters, and we're still finding, you know, what is that one, maybe is it one play in a game, or is it the one spark in practice, something, you know, where we can feel with all the guys, and because I know we do have the mindset, you know, and we just got to learn to be consistent.
It is a bit of a vicious cycle, because you got to have the success to kind of get some of that swagger.
You do.
But you need some of the swagger to
make up for. So, you know, that comes with the leadership in the locker room. I think we have good leadership, and we got a young team as well. So those guys picking up the game, watching more film, taking more reps in practice, and I think experience you can't replace. So, you know, I think every week we've gotten better in certain areas, but we need to put all those areas together to win a game, because the NFL is a tough league, and it's all about, you know, coming down the fourth quarter and making that big play or scoring a touchdown in the red zone instead of a field goal. And yet, that's what we're searching for.
Have you seen that improvement offensively the last two games, Eric?
There has been improvement. You know, we have played slow, though. We've had a lot of three and outs. We haven't had a rhythm. We haven't been consistent running and passing. So, you know, once we get to a point where we're a threat to throw a football, you know, we're going to be very good, because we're running the ball very well. So we're just trying to find that point.
Eric, a lot of T-ball mania last week, runaway train, and this week he's getting beat up.
That sucks about the business is that the quarterback and the head coach, you know, they get too much credit or they get too much grief. And, you know, I believe this is a team sport, and it's not just one guy individually for a loss. It's 11 of us collectively offensively, you know, with that part, but 33 of us offense, defense, special teams that take the loss together. You know, we all got to get better. We all got to focus on what our job is, our responsibilities are every play. And once we click with that and can get on the same page and have that rhythm, you never know what we could do.
And you and Tim seem to have a little something going there, especially this last game.
Yeah, and that comes with practice. You know, the more reps you get, the more confidence you have. And I've tried to really emphasize in practice of running time and routes where he feels comfortable with, you know, where I get out of my break, how fast it is, certain coverages, what I'm going to do differently. So I think, you know, that's something we need to keep focusing on as we go forward.